Scott, whose term limited as governor, scored an easy win over California businessman Rocky De La Fuente, who earned attention this year by mounting U.S. Senate bids in multiple states at the same time. He did not campaign against Scott.
If one predicts a really positive Pollyannish election, we're not going to see that this time out.
Political scientist Susan McManus. The battle lines are clear-cut. Democrats are putting a lot of emphasis on keeping Nelson in that seat. Republicans see an opening in Florida, which possibly could offset losing a Senate seat in another state.
So when a Senate race in a state is seen as vital to control of the U.S. Senate, at a time where things like impeachment are being discussed and Supreme Court justices being confirmed, the stakes are very, very high for both parties.
It's not totally clear just yet what the big issues will be in the campaign, says McManus. Immigration is a given, and at the state level, the environment, since the federal government is playing a role in cleaning up the Everglades.
Health care will be another one. Obviously, the whole economy will be an issue. Education often is a little less so in a Senate race than it is in a governor, but are going to be your big issues in the Senate race.
Even before voting started for Tuesday's primary, the 65-year-old Scott has been pounding Nelson with a barrage of TV ads, many of them depicting the 75-year-old senator as a career politician who's out of touch.
In 1978, the Ford Pinto was the best-selling small car in America. Gas was 63 cents a gallon, and Bill Nelson was elected to Congress. 40 years later, a lot of things change. But Bill Nelson is still in Washington, still collecting a paycheck.
The Nelson campaign this week launched its first statewide TV ads in both Spanish and English. The titles Oath and Juramento.
I believe a public office is a public trust. You're there to serve the people, not the special interest. Just wake up every day and do what's right. If you know who you're fighting for and you're willing to put the politics aside, you can get a lot done.
Just as much as it is a statewide race, Susan McManus believes that Nelson v. Scott will also go national as part of an overall referendum on President Trump, a close Rick Scott ally.
Just about every candidate running for governor had in their ads something about Donald Trump. You would have thought he was running for re-election this time out. Because the race is so nationalized, Trump is clearly going to be a key part of the dialogue and the debates involving these two Senate candidates.
Historically, the Florida Panhandle has gotten behind Republicans in statewide races. But McManus predicts a little less solid GOP voting in 2018 because of the governor's race.
But it's also the case that a lot of Anglo-Democrats in the Panhandle are more conservative. And, you know, we'll be looking more towards Scott and Nelson's positions on national politics when it comes to their casting of a ballot for the Senate.
After Andrew Gillum's upset win Tuesday, making him the Democratic gubernatorial nominee, many want him and Bill Nelson to join forces on the campaign trail. McManus says there's a lot of common ground.
The money, the issues that each of them is going to stress on the campaign trail. Constant joint appearances at major events where it appears that they're more unified, that they're a team. Those are all ways that you see a governor and a Senate race being put on the same page.
Over the next 10 weeks leading up to the November 6th general election, McManus has some advice for what voters need to look for in all races, beginning with the issues.
Florida, or is it national politics that's going to dominate even a non-presidential election year? I think that's one of the biggest question marks.
Do the state and even local races kind of lose something when that happens?
Some would argue that it does, that it really keeps important issues that are confronting our state from being discussed as much.
In the latest average of polls by the website RealClearPolitics.com, Rick Scott and Bill Nelson are in a statistical dead heat, with Scott ahead 46% to 44%. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.